What's up, everybody? I'm Maximum Mike, and this week's episode is dedicated to the brave soldiers of the Israeli Defense Force. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, January 18th, 2009, and as you heard earlier, this show is dedicated to the brave soldiers of the Israeli Defense Force and everything that they've been doing for us. You want to know something? I'd like to sort of explain how the music, you know, how it's going to go. Is it themed? Is it not? Some of these songs are sort of like anti-war, and some of them are like pro-war. Point is that I am very pro the Israeli Defense Force and everything that they're doing right now and everything that they stand for most of all. And I'm definitely for all those soldiers who are out there putting their lives on the line for all of us. I have several friends out there. A lot of my listeners have friends out there. And this show is dedicated to them. So I would definitely recommend not listening word for word to all these songs, but sort of getting the gist of them. And if the gist doesn't fit, well, then I'm thinking of something else. I'm not pro-war. You've got to start with that. I'm definitely not pro-war, but I am pro-my country. That's pretty much what it is, and I hope my listeners are too. So the first song, though, oddly enough, is not actually going out to the soldiers, but to the citizens of the city of Sderot, who all these soldiers are fighting for. This is what it's all being fought for. This is the Rolling Stones with Gimme Shelter. Thank you.
be confused. One night to speed up truth. We had a promise paid for hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sense to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade to call for hands of above. One night of magic rush, the star a simple touch. One night to push and scream, and then relief. 10 days of perfect tunes, the colors red and blue. We had a promise made, we were in love. To call for hands of above.
That was Jose Gonzalez with the song Heartbeats. See, some of these songs aren't necessarily about fighting or about defending. Some of them are just songs that I want to dedicate to everyone out there that, you know, we're thinking about you and that we miss you, and, you know, that's why the song Heartbeats fit pretty well. Before that, we heard from the band Filter, and the song was I Will Lead You. Because right now, I guarantee you, with the elections coming up, we're all hoping that we're going to have some strong leadership right now. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're being led by the right people who are leading us in the right path. So that was why I played that. I promise not to go for every specific reason. Oh, I played that one. So, guys, it's time for some AC/DC. Now, this is off their last album, Black Ice, and it's a song that's been stuck in my head for a while now. Now, the truth is, why did we start this whole thing? Why did we start Operation Cast Lead, right? Why did we do it? Because people were firing at us for the longest time, and the way that it goes is that you can want to use all the peaceful means to achieve, you know, to stop the fighting and so on, but if somebody keeps poking you in the eye, and you keep saying, dude, don't poke me in the eye, that's not cool, but they keep doing it, how long is it going to be before we finally get upset about it and take care of it? Which is, you know, it's our right to do. It's time for a little defense. So this is spoiling for a fight.
I see trouble coming, man. Yeah!
everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
That was Goo Goo Dolls and the song Iris. Super famous song, I'm sure you all know it. But that was actually our first request and dedication of the show. Arye Rotman requested that song for his brother, Daniel Rotman, who's currently driving around Gaza right now doing his thing. And now, Daniel was actually the one who introduced Arye to that song, and so Arye is very, very thankful for that. But also, he wanted to tell his brother that he just wants him to know that during these difficult times, he too is a yam. I don't know what that means, but that was the message. So, if it makes Daniel a little bit happier, man, that's what we are there for. Okay, so, before Goo Goo Dolls, we heard Nickelback and the song Just For You. I hope you get the point on that one. Alright, so moving on. Guys, this is a song which I'm sort of dedicating not to the IDF as a whole, but to the IDF in all of its separate parts. You have the tank corps, and the air force, and the artillery, and the infantry, and everybody has to work together to accomplish things. And that's why I'm dedicating Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms.
These mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. through these fields of destruction. Baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged higher. And though it hurt me so bad, in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brother.
Thank you. just for once. They're only broken bones. Hide the hate inside.
So once again, we started off the block with Dire Straits and the song Brothers in Arms, and then we heard Breaking Benjamin, one of my new favorite bands, with the song Unknown Soldier. That's for all of you guys out there. Then finally, we heard Credence Clearwater Revival and the song Fortunate Son. Why? I know it's not Vietnam, and, you know, the draft doesn't go for who's richer and who's poorer. Everyone gets drafted, which is what I love about this country. Everybody's kind of even, I hope. So why Fortunate Son? Because it is the war song. You know, Good Morning Vietnam, Forrest Gump, they're always playing that. And I just imagine some of you guys just like flying over Aza and choppers and with your shirts off barbecuing. You know, that's the way war is. It's just chilling. Everyone's chilling. Yeah. Okay, so this next song, last song of part one, is going to be dedicated to Eyal Kosher. That's his name, man. Isaac Chertkov, one of the band members of the Israeli band Halo Rec, wanted to dedicate a song to his nephew, Eyal Kosher, who's out there right now fighting. And dude, I know what kind of music you like, so that's why I definitely think that this song is perfect for you, and hopefully your nephew, and for everyone else out there. This is Dragon Force and the song Heroes of Our Time. See you in part two.
Oh,
What's up, everybody? I'm Max and Mike, and welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. We're going to start things off hardcore, because you know I love to do that at the beginning of part two. This straight up is a dedication to Geisinger from his brother John. Dude, he's totally thinking about you right now, and he's like, what song does my brother love? And originally, he's like, I think it's that song from the new album by Linkin Park, Minutes to Midnight. I think the song is the one that we liked that was popular. I'm like, you mean the song Bleed It Out? He's like, yeah, that one. I'm like, I don't think that's a great song to play for your brother right now if he's out there. Bleed It Out? Seriously? He's like, alright, fine. So, we chose this one for you, and I haven't played it on the show, and it's one of my favorite songs, so this is Numb.
Surface, don't know what you're
And that was off the album Meteora, Linkin Park's second album, the song Numb, dedicated to Geisinger, John of the Indian Surgeons' little brother. Okay, guys, now it's time for Thoughts by Maximum. Right now, Facebook has turned into this whole political place to get everyone's angry, you know, oh, we're right, no, they're right, and they're the groups against Israel, and the groups for Israel, and you know what, I spend most of my days just hitting, like, ignore to all the invites I get to the 50 million different groups right now, and it's all great that they're out there supporting it, but you know what, I have a feeling that everyone who's, like, on Facebook in America who actually goes to American colleges, and I'm not talking about, like, YU, Stern, or Queens, where it's, you know, mostly Jewish. I'm talking about, like, the colleges where it's split, either, you know, 70-30. I don't even know the statistics because I never went to college in America, but what I'm saying is that when you're changing your Facebook status on somewhere over there, you know, then people are really beginning to see, and they're beginning to see how much you care and how much you stand up for. Now, it's great that you're all changing your statuses. It really is. But what I'm sort of challenging you to go do is go out there where it's not a mostly pro-Israel stance. Basically, I spent a lot of this week watching, like, protests on YouTube where people were protesting and what was going on in Gaza, and you hear these people, why are they protesting against Israel? And their reasons are just so... they have no clue what they're talking about, in my opinion, that a lot of it just seems fake. One of the people actually used Adam Sandler's Zohan movie as one of the reasons. He's like, just like it happened in the Zohan. I mean, there are people out there who could really use just very politely explaining what's going on. I'm saying that even if you're doing what you feel that you're changing your status is, we have to do a little more. Not to prove that we're right, but to open up a dialogue, because the truth is, I was speaking with my friend Nico from Norway, and he's just like, I am against fighting at any possibility. We should never ever fight. There's always got to be a different way to do it. Now, we know that that's not true. You know, it's just not possible to do things like that. Sometimes you have to fight. We don't want to, though. You know? No one wants to fight. No one wants to kill. Nobody wants to be in that situation. Both sides want peace, as far as I'm concerned, and we really just need to let everyone out there know that. I don't know. I really needed to get that off my chest. This is The Doors and the song Unknown Soldier.
Wait until the war is over and we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read, television, children fed, unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head, and it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over. Nestled in your hollow shoulder, the unknown soldier. Oh,
Good morning, sun. I am a bird wearing a brown polyester shirt. You want a Coke? Maybe some fries? The roast beef combo's only $9.95. It's a
I want
That was Simple Plan and the song Save You, which, beautiful song, beautiful song. You know, pop punk band, and they definitely did something special right there. That was actually a dedication from Nechama Dina Simon. She didn't choose the song, she just said that she wanted a shout out to her best friend, Zachary Taylor. Not the guy from Home Improvement who did the voice for Simba and the Lion King. That was Zachary Thomas Taylor. This is a totally different guy. Nechama Dina Simon's best friend who's out there fighting right now, and she wants you to know that she misses you and she hopes you get home safely. Alright, guys, let's move on. This is actually a song that I grew up with. There were two types of music that I was exposed to as a child. One of them was like classical music and a lot of opera and stuff like that, because that's what my dad was into. But at the same time, he was very, very into the whole 50s and 60s music, because that was his era. And, you know, so we had all these CDs that he had actually purchased in Sweden called Tia i Top, which basically means the top of the 10, whatever. So one of the songs there that I always had a thing for was a song by Glen Campbell, and I think it's a great song to play for everyone out there right now. This is Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, a Baptist, and a Jew. He knows he shouldn't kill, but he knows he always will kill you, my friend, for me and me for you. He's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. He's fighting for the Russians and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks he'll put an end to war that way. He's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the rest, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how could Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. Yes, he's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Your brain. I am the one that makes you feel all the shame. Never mind my name. We don't wanna believe that the world can still move on. We don't wanna believe that the sun can still shine on. If we're gonna kill each other, how we gonna live forever? If we're gonna live forever, how we gonna kill each other?
I am the one that's calling inside of your brain. I am the one that makes you feel all the shame.
We
gonna kill each other? How we gonna live forever? If we're gonna live forever, how we gonna kill each other?
We don't wanna believe that the world can still move on.
I could be a rambler from the Seven Dials. Don't pay taxes, 'cause I never file. I don't do business that don't make me smile. I love my aeroplane, 'cause she got style. I'm a treetop flyer. I'll fly any cargo that you can pay to run. The Bush League pilots, they just can't get the job done. You got to fly down into the canyons, you don't ever see the sun. There's no such thing as an easy run for a treetop flyer. I fly low, I'm in high demand. Go 15 feet over the Rio Grande. I blow the mesquite right up off of the sand. Seldom seen, especially when I land. I'm a treetop flyer. Born survivor. The tree line, you might be all right. Treetop flyer. So I'm coming home, I'm running low and fast. I promised my woman this is gonna be my last. I get the ship down, I tie her fast. And then some old boy walks up and he says, "Hey son, wanna make some fast cash?" The treetop flyer. Well, there's things I am in best thing I'm not. I'm a smuggler and I could get shot. I ain't going to die, I ain't going to get caught. You see, I'm a flying fool in an aeroplane, it's just too hot, I'm a true top fly. Born survivor. Work alone.
That was Stephen Stills and the song Treetop Flyer. It's a story of a pilot from Nam who comes back and he can't really do anything else with his life except for fly a plane and becomes a smuggler. But so I guess that's sort of a message that when all of you guys who are still in Sadil, all of you guys who are still in the army, you know, when you get out, you can always use your skills for something useful, like smuggling, I guess. I don't know where I went with that one, but still. Stephen Stills, for those of you who, I'm sure you know of him, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, famous rock group. Before that, he was in a band called Buffalo Springfield. This was a guy who, after being in two bands with nothing left to prove, went on to have the most amazingly successful solo career. That's Stephen Stills. Great, great blues rock. I really love that stuff. Before that, we heard Scars on Broadway and the song Kill Each Other, Live Forever. Take from that one what you will. And of course, we started all off with Universal Soldier by Glenn Campbell. Okay, guys, this next song is a dedication to... Well, Joe Minsky wrote it, and he said he wants to dedicate a song to his cousin Gian, that's what he wrote down, who is also out there right now, and the rest of the Hesder boys who are currently at Nativ Ari, the yeshiva. And you know what? I can't imagine what it's like going from that, like, cozy hideaway at Nativ Ari, where everything's, like, you know, done for you and everything's so easy, and then keeping going back out to, you know, all the shooting and the firing and the... You know, I can't imagine what it's like, and it's got to be just crazy, the changes in lifestyle. So this is Disturbed in the song Land of Confusion. we just heard Land of Confusion, originally by Genesis, but now sung by Disturbed, possibly one of my favorite Disturbed songs. Been pushing off playing it for the perfect occasion, and I think that was it. So now we have two more songs left to play, and we don't really have a salute this week, and I'll get to it later why. So we're just going to finish this off with the last two songs, both of them dedications. Now, very recently, a friend of mine, Michal Badigay, was telling me how a very good friend of hers, Izzy, was injured in the army. He was actually hurt very, very badly, and thankfully right now he's recovering, and she tells me that he's doing amazingly, and he's happy, and he's doing well, and he's surrounded by friends, and that's always the best way to do it. You know, we have to be there for our friends, and we have to be there when things go right and when things go wrong for them. So she wanted me to dedicate a song to Izzy. So Izzy, this is Johnny Cash and the song I Won't Back Down.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Hell yeah! Johnny Cash, everybody, knows what he is talking about. Okay, last song for the show, one and all. I hope this has somehow put most of your feelings for what's going on into the music. I hope the music has spoken for you. This one last song goes out to Aviel Belinko, who was just called up. His family misses him. His sister Lital wanted me to dedicate a song to him. This is Ozzy Osbourne and Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Me hypnotized, lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take it.
So while that song was dedicated to Aviel Belenko, I guess I have to dedicate it to all of you. We want you to come home safe, everybody. We want all the soldiers. We want the fighting to stop. We want things to go back to normal. We want to make, at the same time, have made a difference. We want our people and our citizens and everybody to be safe. We want everyone home safe. That's about it. And that's why, truth is, that's why I couldn't salute one band this week, because truthfully, this entire show was a salute to the soldiers, to all of you guys in green out there helping us out, keeping us safe. Well, I guess I have to say the IDF. Well, that's all the time we have for this January 18th, 2009. Guys, this was a dedication to the soldiers. I know you know, you all know some, so why don't you email them? I don't know why they would have email in the Army, but tell them about the show, tell them about this specific episode, and tell them that it's from you to them. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week for the big episode 50 of Rock for Rookies. Peace.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
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 Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder.
Underdog. In this world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need, to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
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 underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder. Fire.